Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 8th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We also are convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founders, the brilliant solution to the problems we face. Good, honest Americans can and indeed will make a difference, folks. It's hard to fight for freedom, but it's absolutely worth the fight. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. You know what? We got 2 days of broadcasts to recap. Yesterday we had some guests and never got the recap done. So news the networks refuse to use, recaps for Monday starts now. We had our guest on, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the audit of the Fed bill out of committee. Hopefully that will go well. We talked about Ron Paul's view of the Obama administration's edict regarding transgender facilities at schools. Yeah, Ron Paul says, you know what, this is a property rights issue. And I agree, when it comes to Target or any other private company, they can do what they want to. You and I can shop or not shop or whatever, support those companies if we so choose, vote with our dollars, in other words. But the states need to use the checks and balances and stand up against the feds and say, and we don't need your money either. We need to talk about state sovereignty in general. The states were never intended to be on the dole from the federal government, where the federal government could use the carrot and the stick to force compliance, even though there's no law to do so. The president's out of line and ought to be impeached over it, folks. All right, we talked about a BART or BRT. It's a bus rapid transit system right here in our little Utah County. And they're trying to basically force votes on having a government bus system increased. We need to reject it, folks. It's one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. We also talked about Oak Norton, good friend of ours. Gave a talk last Friday night. Excellent speech regarding education, comparing the education system to scorpions. Boy, is that right as rain. All right, the Swiss, or the people in Switzerland, very smart. They had a vote. They rejected a guaranteed minimum income. Believe it or not, they were floating a plan over there where everybody would get a salary, everybody would get a paycheck, everybody would get a, well, I shouldn't even call it a salary because you don't have to work. Everyone would get a kind of a stipend just for existence. And the Swiss people said, that doesn't make any sense. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live Monday. Hour 2, we talked about this incredible article in the mainstream press finally admitting this. Regular podcast listeners are more likely to be younger, educated, affluent males with iPhones. And they went and talked about the new generation and streaming, podcasting more popular than ever. We talked about the question, Trump is rich, but is he really a billionaire? What the heck was Trump University anyway? Why does that battle continue? Nikki Haley, believe it or not, compares Donald Trump to the shooter Dylann Roof. I know what that rhetoric can do. I saw it happen, says Nikki Haley. I mean, she's crazy, folks. California wants to own copyrights on everything. Bob Unruh, WorldNet Daily, wrote the article. The idea basically is, hey, California does stuff that at first seems just way out there, outlandish. Before you know it, it's the bellwether and becomes the negative laws that seem to gallivant across the country. Donald Trump and the Republican Party reached a fundraising agreement. Donald Trump also adds Jim Murphy, well-known GOP advisor, to his campaign staff. All right, that's a recap. of Monday's broadcast. Wow, tremendous talk radio brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Incredible closeout items. Ask them about the closeouts and tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Thepowermall.com or 877-817-9829. Also brought to you by your scientifically backed vigor test. Do you want energy in your life? Would you like less depression, less frustration, less anger, less irritation? Would you like to be able to handle all your tasks easily? All right, well, it starts with the free vigor test. Then with natural health and healing solutions, you can improve your energy levels. You can do it today. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Yesterday, we talked about an incredible press release, a call to action. Help James Edwards seek justice, thepoliticalcesspool.org. On April 18th, 2016, our good friend and brother in liberty, James Edwards, filed a lawsuit against the Detroit News Incorporated and one of its journalists. Why? Because of their slanderous statements against him. Yeah, they claimed that he was a leader of the Ku Klux Klan. James Edwards says, I've unequivocally never been part of, never had any association with, and certainly have never been a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, which James Edwards called a terrorist organization, a criminal enterprise. Now, James Edwards does believe that white people have the right to advocate for their heritage, to advocate for their lives, for their history, for their culture, etc., just like every other race does. But for some reason, the double standard in the mainstream press is that everybody can do that, all the races except for the white race. If they try to do it, racist. James rejects that notion. But the lawsuit continues. Later this month, there's a court date. And we'll see what's going to happen with that. The Detroit news people are asking for a dismissal, saying, look, you know what? It's just hyperbole. We can call James those things if we want to. The question is that legal? Or have they crossed the line in libel and slander? Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on the ball just for you. You want to read the press release? You want to read some of the back and forths, the filings in the case, etc.? ThePoliticalCesspool.org is how you get that done. That's ThePoliticalCesspool.org. All right. We also yesterday had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, RightToWork.org. That's the National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. And we talked about a bunch of things regarding unions, and it's really Trump against Clinton, and Clinton will be the union candidate for sure. The question is, will Trump be as against the unions as we hope he might? Time will tell. We talked about a brave new transgender world. A boy cleans up at girls' state track and field events because he identifies as a woman. There you go. Joel Skousen in worldaffairsbrief.com wrote a headline just last week to typify this discussion, A World Gone Crazy. Boy, is he right about that. We also talked about an urgent message I never wanted to write, says Joseph Farah, talking about how advertising is way down. Even take it for granted, advertisers, if you will, not aboard. WorldNet Daily needing support, WND.com. I don't make a penny for that, but you know what? Losing WND would be bad. All right. Anyway, there you have that. Let's see. I guess that's the recap. That's both days. 2 days of hard-hitting Liberty Roundtable live. Still available online, libertyroundtable.com. And archived and available on your Roku player, too. Just look for the Liberty News Radio channel. Live and on demand at Liberty Roundtable at your fingertips, as well as plenty of other shows. LibertyNewsRadio.com for the lineup of incredible shows syndicated by Liberty News Radio. LibertyNewsDaily.com for incredible news. You can now sign up for the email opportunity. You just go to LibertyNewsDaily.com, click on email, and you get signed up, and you'll get the Liberty News Daily stories delivered to your inbox daily. How do you like that? All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place Monday and Tuesday. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. And I just want to say before we get started, Man, have we got a road of hope of news for you today. We've got all kinds of things going on the news. What, Hillary and Donald, the two presumptive nominees now? You know, people thought Hillary would never even get her campaign off the ground, people. Now she's the first woman in the world to ever become the top of a ticket, Democrat or Republican, in the United States. Democrats are delighted with themselves. They made the first black man president. Now they claim they're going to make the first woman president. The question for you, my fellow Americans, will they get that done? Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Straight ahead. You are listening to your favorite radio station.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. So Clinton and Trump will battle it out unless something crazy happens, like the Donald gets arrested because of the university scandal, or Hillary gets arrested because of the email scandal. All the judges are saying, let's put all those cases off until after the election. That way we can elect a criminal. It's crazy. I don't really know even what to think about it. Time will tell what's going to happen with that, Kurt. Any comments on the Hillary / Trump battle? Most people believe that Trump will easily handle Hillary. But these are the people that also didn't ever think that Hillary had become the presumptive nominee. She got it done. She's in. Most people thought she'd never even be able to get her campaign off the ground. Now she's the leader of the Democratic Party of the free world. They elected a black man that's, by the way, half white. And now they're saying we're going to elect the first black man and the first woman. We're the real party. Donald Trump melting down because he's backing away from his comments on race. He should have the guts to clarify. He needs Sam Bushman alongside him, the Donald does, to lay this out in a cogent way that where people can understand. Nevertheless, I digress. We'll get to that later. What do you think, Kurt?
About the two, Tweedledee and Tweedledum,
yes.
Choice A, choice B. I personally, I'll be voting for Darrell Castle and Scott Bradley, and so I'm grateful to have some options there. But when it comes to watching how those two, at least big shots deal with it, I would be really surprised if Hillary can garner a couple of states, in my opinion. I was reading an article from a CNBC writer who basically talked about why he had been wrong about the whole Trump thing, and he outlined in that story basically the things we've talked about, how so much of Trump's support, in my opinion, really comes simply because of the whole economy situation, and because the economy and the job situation is the way it is, when you speak the way he did and has about the border, about the trade agreements that have just shipped our jobs overseas and all that stuff, that's the reason he has basically shattered records when it comes to the voting numbers. And it's not so much because people like him, I don't believe. I think it's simply because, they're sick and tired of the insider Republicans, the kingmen, if you will, and they're, they want somebody who will shake it up. And they view Trump just like they did on the Democrat side, see Bernie, as people that would shake up the establishment. So you get some more participation because of that. But I would be, at least if you're looking at the Hillary-Trump thing, I'd be really surprised if Hillary, I don't know, I'd be amazed if she gets a fourth of the states.
I think she'll beat him.
But that's just my take on it.
I think Hillary will beat him.
All right.
I know that sounds crazy. But I don't know if Trump can withstand the attacks. And let me tell you why, Kurt. I think Trump could win. But not if he backs away from intelligence. Okay? I'll give you an example. Donald Trump said, I don't think I can get a fair trial from a Mexican judge when I'm trying to build a wall with Mexico. Now, the mainstream press and all the, quote, inside Republicans are saying, you know what, that's the most racist statement I've ever heard, Donald. You're crazy. You can't say that kind of stuff. We're backing away from you. Some people have already reversed their endorsements, etc. And they're saying, man, you just can't do this, Donald. But Donald fails, Kurt, to explain himself and go far enough. What he actually does is he backtracks and writes a press release and says, wait a minute, I'm not making a racial statement here. I just think this judge isn't being fair to me. It doesn't have to do with race. It just has to do with this judge. But here's the problem. Donald needs to learn to stand on his own two feet. I know he's so full of dirty jokes and so full of in-your-face attacking people. But we don't need to attack people. What we need to do is talk about issues, not people. We need to talk about circumstances, not opinions. Okay? So this judge, we're not saying that he can't be impartial and can't be fair because his skin's darker. That isn't the point. And we're not saying that his Mexican heritage is a problem. Listen carefully. However, if he was a Mexican heritage person who came to America and has completely embraced the United States, then we could say, listen, his Mexican heritage probably has nothing to do with it. His family came for freedom just like many other immigrants, and we support that, and he's an American, and great. Here's the problem. This judge has heavy ties to La Raza. Now, let me get this straight. Donald can't question somebody who believes in the rise of Mexico and virtually the conquering of the United States via an organization called the Race. So Donald can't bring this up where he's a racist, but these people that can be part of La Raza, the Race, hoisting the American flag, I'm sorry, the Mexican flag over the United States, they're fine, and you can't bring this up? Okay, the problem with this judge isn't that he has darker skin, isn't that he's of a Mexican descent. That's irrelevant. The fact is he could be an American and be true blue to America. I don't care what color his skin is. But not when he backs a organization that has literal terrorist ties called La Raza, that's well known for violence, well known for criminal activity, and well known for the idea, the Race, we're going to take Mexico back again. But see, the Donald doesn't have the intelligence or the courage or the wherewithal or I don't know what, Kurt, to lay it out like it is. It isn't that this guy happens to have Mexican heritage or Mexican history. It's that he still clings to the La Raza idea and ideology. Let's push harder, Donald, and talk about what is La Raza. Kurt, you want to just type in La Raza Wikipedia? And you'll get a summary of what La Raza is. It stands for the Race. So this judge can be an organization, be involved in an organization and have ties to an organization called the Race. And he can have this idea that, hey, we can use these violent means to raise the Mexican flag over the United States. And we can cling to this. We're going to reclaim Mexico. It's about the land. It's about taking it back. It's about conquering this idea. Donald can't bring this up or he's a racist because of the color of someone's skin. See, Donald's white. And he can't get away with it. But this judge, what about him? He basically has no issues, Kurt, even though he's part of the Race. But Donald's a racist, right? See, but now Donald's backing away, Kurt. In my mind, kind of chickening out here. What's that all about? It isn't about the color of the guy's skin. It isn't about Mexican people who happen to embrace American values. Yes, this judge is a citizen. But does he believe in the American way, the American belief system? Or does he have ties to La Raza? Let's talk about what La Raza is. We'll do it in seconds. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live. This is about an ideology, not about the color or the pigmentation in someone's skin, people. Listen to me carefully. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Donald Trump's triumphant march through the GOP presidential primaries is all the more remarkable in light of the fact that he has no conventional campaign infrastructure. An MSNBC report that cites three current Trump aides and two sources close to the campaign describes how the candidate has no communications team, no rapid response director to deal with attacks and launch new ones, and how the message depends entirely on informal surrogates and Trump's use of social media. The lack of a system to define the message is crucial, they observe, because Trump's positions constantly change, often several times during a single day. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed an executive order banning state agencies from doing business with or extending benefits to any organization connected to the BDS movement, which promotes boycotting, divesting from, and sanctioning the Israeli government. The executive order, which is the first of its kind in the country, also requires a state official to compile a list of organizations that either directly or through a parent or a subsidiary support the BDS movement, after which those thus listed would have 90 days to appeal that designation. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer has called for national legislation modeled after Cuomo's executive order.
If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there's several writers who are documenting this reality. Okay? The judge and the law firm bringing this case against Donald Trump. Both tied to La Raza. WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Breitbart writing about it. Pat Buchanan writing about it. This is serious business. This is not about the color of someone's skin. This is not about racism, as the mainstream press would lie to you and make you believe about Donald. Donald's failings are not that he brought this up. His failings are that he's now backing away. I think that Donald's too afraid of it. But if he capitulates to the mainstream press on simple items like these without being able to forge forward and make his case, how will he do in the face of a hostile Hillary? I think Donald's going to lose to Hillary. She's got too much intestinal fortitude for the Donald. As far as I can see right now, with the Donald backing away from Sam Bushman, and you'd say, well, his son backed away. Yeah, but the Donald, I wrote him an open letter, and he still hasn't even addressed that. And now he's backing away from these statements. Let's talk about this, Kurt. What is La Raza?
All right, Sam. According to the Wikipedia boys, the National Council of La Raza was something that got started quite a while back. Looks like it's like most entities just kind of morphed into something different. But, some of the interesting parts to me, they say it is the USA's largest Latino advocacy organization. Now, it's interesting that, if you advocate for the white race, then you're
supremacist,
for sure.
Now, I got a question. Is this La Raza? Are they advocating for the supremacy of the Latinos?
Well, I don't see that, the word in there, but, if you're advocating for it or promoting it, then, it's certainly, if you twist the, just put in the different word in there, it's the same way that they say that people like James Edwards and others that promote their European heritage, that somehow they're white supremacist, and these people would be Latino supremacist, at least with the same logic. They say it's a group that advocates in favor of progressive immigration reform policies. You know, how that translates is basically they want, you know, well, it says they include a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants and reduce deportations. In other words, pretty much open borders. They've got locations or headquarters in Washington, D.C., with regional offices in Chicago, L.A., and New York, Miami, Phoenix, and San Antonio. They say they get three-quarters of their funding from private sources, and a quarter of their funding from the federal government. Your tax dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's just one more place where your tax dollars should never be going, at least in my opinion. Now, a little bit of, you know, insight into how this whole thing works. You remember our buddy Cesar Chavez, Sam?
Our buddy? Okay.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I remember Chavez, know, sure.
Everybody talks about him in the past. I don't hear much about him hardly now at all. But he was, you know, kind of put up as a hero to the, you know, Latinos, I guess you will, or I guess you'd say in the past. But they say in this Wikipedia piece that he was a critic of La Raza. He told the some New Yorker writer, he said, quote, "I hear more and more Mexicans talking about La Raza to build up their pride. Some people don't look at it as racism, but when you say La Raza, you are saying an anti-gringo thing, and it won't stop there. Today it's anti-gringo, tomorrow it will be anti-negro. We had a stupid guy who just wanted to play politics with the union, and he began to whoop up La Raza against the white volunteers, and even had some of the farm workers and the pickets and the organizers hung up on La Raza. So I took him on. These things have to be met head on discrimination. I don't even give the members of the privilege." Oh, anyway, he just goes on to say that, you know, I guess this is why you're not hearing much about Cesar Chavez much anymore, simply because he just opposed this whole idea. You know, he was upset about it. I guess one of his friends even stated about Chavez, he says, "That's one of the reasons Chavez is so upset about La Raza, the same Mexicans that 10 years ago were talking about themselves as Spaniards are coming on strong these days as Mexicans. Everyone should be proud of what they are," of course. You know, it kind of goes back to how you can do that if you're almost any color, but if you're white, you can't really be proud of your, you know, heritage, if you will. But anyway, just kind of interesting to see this whole La Raza thing and how they're pushing for even the retaking, if you will, of big sections of America back to Mexico, right, Sam?
Yes, and I kind of want to talk about this La Raza term a little bit more. What does La Raza mean, Kurt? What is Raza?
The race.
Okay, so, you know, this whole organization, they got offices all over the United States, ladies and gentlemen, and their goal is to allow illegals legality. And this judge is a member of this group called The Race. Now, Donald's saying, "I'm not sure this guy will be fair with me, especially when I want to build a border wall, and this guy's a member of The Race." It's kind of interesting to me, Kurt, how they're going to basically let this guy that's a member of The Race kind of plead the moral high ground here. And Donald's a racist. Does that make any sense to you, Kurt? Why didn't Donald push harder and say, "No, you guys are crazy. Let's start discussion about La Raza. First off, the term means the race. And you guys are going to call me a racist when this guy's a member of the group called The Race? What race is he talking about? What race is The Race, Kurt?"
Well, it's promoting, in this case, it's promoting the Latino race. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And what this group, what, and you see these groups, you know, doing the same thing with the blacks and the different, you know, anybody who can stir up trouble, if you will, contention between peoples, then they, especially, you know, wicked lawyers and judges, they typically can benefit from, you know, trouble between them. It's just how they want to do it. And that's what you see here.
I think. Kurt Drome R. Corsi wrote this article for WND.
Yeah.
And one of the phrases in this article says this: Judge Curio awarded a scholarship to an illegal immigrant.
Yeah, as far as I can see, that would be against the law, right? Because, if somebody's here illegally, you know, you're a judge, you're supposed to kind of uphold the law, right?
But it's this weakness in Donald Trump that I see, Kurt.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is turning into the bully on the block, and when you call his bluff, he's a wimp. No, don't hurt me. He talks big. He strikes, at least at first, hard when you're not looking. But when it comes down to a real discussion, the Donald can't handle it. Donald needs to say, this judge is a member of the race, and you're calling me racist? Have you people lost your minds? Yes, Dateline New York, the federal judge presiding over the Trump University class action lawsuit is a member of the San Diego La Raza Lawyers Association. That's a group that, not a real branch of the National Council of La Raza, but has ties to the organization, literally translates into the race. But Donald's the racist. Now, let me ask you a question. If you're advocating for illegal immigration to have legal status, if you're giving scholarships to illegals, if you're promoting this legal agenda, or this illegal agenda, I'm sorry, and you tie to this organization called The Race, then does it make sense if Donald's building a wall that he might believe this judge might not be, like, fair? Is that really a color of your skin statement? That Donald's a racist? I want to talk about this more. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Do you want to fix America's police and take the country back in the process? If you answered yes, then CSPOA needs you. CSPOA.org, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, is an organization comprised of citizens, sheriffs, police, and other government officials. We are taking America back sheriff by sheriff, county by county, and state by state. And we need you. Over 300 sheriffs constitutionally trained. We teach public servants the Constitution and need your help. Become a part of the solution today at CSPOA.org. Are you a business owner who offers high-quality products, services, or solutions? Do you love America and want your business to support a freedom-loving cause that will help defend the Constitution? Well, if the above describes your company, then I want to connect you with my loyal and like-minded listeners. Contact me at RestoreTheRepublicShow.com, and I will personally consult with you to build a sponsorship package that will grow your business. Support a message of freedom and become a sponsor of the Restore the Republic Show today. Together, we will restore the Republic.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. I'm convinced. I'm absolutely convinced that the Donald's going to lose. Not because he can't win, but because I think he's too chicken to win, Kurt. I wish it wasn't true. But I see this judge backing away. I'm sorry, I see the Donald backing away from his statements. And the thing is that this La Raza group, Kurt, is evil and wants to basically take back the land and believes it's really rightfully owned by Mexico. These racial battles directly related to the land are serious indeed. Well, it turns out that Barack appointed this lawyer, this judge, Gonzalo, how do you say his name? Gonzalo Curiel, Kurt?
Yeah, Curiel. Yeah.
All right.
If you're going to say it in English, you know.
Yeah, that's the only way I say it, buddy. You want to know why?
Yes, that is. That I'm American and I know, you know English. Ebonics. I mean, remember how you're good.
Dude, I don't do Ebonics. Come on. Now listen. Well, this guy is was appointed by Barack Obama, Kurt.
Surprise.
So now you got the Mexican and the black tie together under a term called the race. And they're going to go ahead and, well, now they La Raza has ties to Clinton, Kurt. And if the Donald's backing away from this little old Judge Curiel, what happens when Clinton turns up the heat, turns on the screws? The Donald's going to wither, Kurt. He can't handle it. Anyway, any other thoughts on La Raza? If you go study it, you'll find out it's a very, very questionable organization, to say the least. Donald could have pushed to the next level. He did this with Barack's birth certificate, too. He asked about it, but he never really pushed to the next level, teaming up with Joe Arpaio to prove it was bogus and hold Barack accountable. There was no real push there. The Donald failed, and he's failing again. And you say, Sam, why are you going so hard after Donald? Because this is going to lose the presidency if he's not careful. I mentioned this in my open letter to Donald Sr. Look, you back away from these discussions. We are not racist, and we're not going to allow you to define us that way. Okay, I'm against La Raza not because the people's skin color is different than mine. I'm against La Raza because they have evil intent to the United States. WorldNet Daily, Pat Buchanan, wrote articles that could give Donald plenty of ammunition. Not to mention Breitbart and others. Okay, Pat Buchanan, Kurt, wrote a brilliant article called The Donald and the La Raza Judge.
And I didn't see that.
And the term, you go look that up. The Donald and the La Raza Judge. Just go to Buchanan.org and you'll find it. It's an incredible article. And he says, what did the Donald do wrong that he's being so attacked by these people? The answer is he dared to say that this judge is part of an organization that brings your loyalty to the United States in question. And that's what we're talking about here. It isn't about somebody's skin color. It isn't about whether somebody knows two languages. Okay, that's what they want you to believe, that there's nothing more than that. And that you don't like people that are of different heritage, and you're a racist. But that couldn't be further from the truth. La Raza is tied in with a lot of these rioting, has been tied in with groups that basically literally riot and then raise the Mexican flag over the United States, Kurt. That's the problem here. Any thoughts about this, Kurt?
Well, I was just looking at the piece from the Pat Buchanan piece that you just referenced, where it says Pat Buchanan flays Republicans rushing to stomp on Trump over heredity remark. World Net Daily, you know, has it. Of course, it's on Pat's website as well. He says, before the lynching of the Donald proceeds, what exactly was it he said about that Hispanic judge? He says, stated succinctly, Donald Trump said U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel, who is presiding over a class action suit against Trump University, is sticking it to him. And the judge's bias is likely rooted in the fact that he is of Mexican descent. Can there be any defense of a statement so horrific? He questions, Pat Buchanan says. And then he answers the question. He says just this. First, Trump has a perfect right to be angry about the judge's rulings and to question his motives. Second, there are grounds for believing Trump is right. And he gives you some of that. He says on May 27th, Curiel, at the request of the Washington Post, made public plaintive accusations against Trump University that the whole thing was a scam. The Post, which Bob Woodward tells us has 20 reporters, remember that's the Amazon owned deal, right, Sam? The Trump, the Washington Post.
Yes.
20 reporters digging for dirt in Trump's past had a field day. And then Pat Buchanan says, who is Curiel? And then he tells you more, like you've mentioned, that he was appointed by Obama, how he has for years been associated with the La Raza Lawyers Association of San Diego, which supports pro-illegal immigrant organizations, which means that's against the law if it's illegal. Right, Sam? I mean, that's the way I read that. Then Mr. Buchanan continues. He says, set aside the folly of letting Clinton surrogates like the Post distract him from the message he should be delivering. What did Trump do to be smeared by a bipartisan media mob as a racist? He attacked the independence of the judiciary, we are told. But he goes on to say, Presidents Jefferson and Jackson attacked the Supreme Court, and FDR, fed up with New Deal programs being struck down, tried to pack the court by raising the number of justices to 15 if necessary. Abraham Lincoln leveled that eminent tribunal in his first inaugural and once considered arresting Chief Justice Roger Taney. I didn't know that. The conservative movement was propelled, Pat Buchanan continues, by attacks on the Warren Court in the 50s and the 60s, where he talked about impeach Earl Warren. I guess it was plastered on billboards and bumper stickers all across God's country. Anyway, bottom line is, I agree with you, Sam. If Trump doesn't do what he should, and that is kind of like old Chavez said in that quote we read earlier, you've got to go straight at these things straight on. But the other thing that he's not got, at least right now that I can see, if the media wants to, they can make him look really, really bad, and they can make Hillary look really, really good.
There's no question about it.
And that's goes
and the
to your
media
point.
In bed with La Raza, in bed with the NAACP, in bed with Barack, in bed with the huge database they built for elections that Feinstein and others have talked about. Hey, it isn't looking good for the Donald if he withers now. Let me give you an example, Kurt. Turns out that the San Jose police chief, his name is Eddie Garcia, he's a fan of La Raza. And he allowed the violence to occur at the Trump rally without even doing anything about it. See, that's the problem here.
It is. And then when he says and he blames the violence on Trump, when the real problem is him, basically, in my opinion, and the allowing the criminals to do what they did and have done. I mean, as far as I know, San Jose is one of those sanctuary cities, which really means we're not going to keep this law, at least this law. And where do you stop if you're going to, you know, just kind of pick and choose laws that you don't enforce, if you will? It's just basically a lawless area is what happens, right, Sam?
Yeah, and in my open letter, Kurt, to Donald Trump, I literally refer to this point that, look, if Donald withers, right, he will lose, Kurt. He cannot win if he does not lay out the realities. Because right now people are thinking, man, I can't vote for Donald. He was so mean to Cruz. And he's just so racist.
Yeah, he'll be doing basically, remember how they used to say they borked, somebody going for the Supreme Court? He'd be doing a Romney kind of thing, running for president that way, wouldn't he?
In my open letter, I say this. When we back down and capitulate to their demands and to their false narrative, we lose the moral high ground. In my opinion, Donald, you will lose your campaign for president if you do not stand against these intentional media-created fabrications. All right? I'm telling you right now, I'm standing by that claim. Donald will lose to these people. They will eat him for lunch. Unless he gets a backbone and unites with good, honest Americans of all stripes who believe in liberty.